Well, good morning, everybody, and it's great to have our usual Limitless family on our Saturday morning call. And first of all, we hope, Nance, you shut down the batters down there in Florida. So, you know, you got a lot of things coming your way. And our thoughts go out to Carol Ann, you know, who's down in West Palm Beach. My brother's in West Palm Beach, and there's a lot of people that went through what they went through in Texas and, you know, in Houston and down in Florida. But especially this morning, we want our condolences to go out to Sally Ann Thompson, who's on our phone this morning, whose husband, Bernie, passed away. And we just want her to know, and I can't even believe she's on the call. She's on mute on the call. But she called in and she said because she wanted to be part of her Limitless family. And so, Sally Ann, we just want you to know we love you and are so sorry. And we don't want this call to be a negative thing. I know you don't from the standpoint of feeling sad, but we just want you to know how much we love you. Right, Moline?
We do. And we know it's been a long journey for you. And it's a blessing that we have family, that we can all support each other. And we sure love you, sweet girl.
And that's the way we look at Sally Ann for sure. And we got lots of things happening here at the corporate headquarters as we get ready for our fly-in this week. And I know I've been in the office and, you know, been involved in lots of meetings with what we have going on. And so, Malin, why don't you give us an update since we got Alan on as well, what we want to cover this morning.
Well, obviously, we have a lot of fun things coming. The week is finally here. As we take another step towards our Limitless 2.0, and we're very excited. We're working feverishly so that we can give you the tools you need to, you know, venture out into 2.0 and start building your teams. And, Alan, we've been working really hard, and I know Alan's going to actually do our training this morning, but he's also going to give some of our announcements. So, Alan, I'm going to let you take it away.
All right. Sounds good. And it's great to be on the call this morning. And, Sally Ann, you know, you referenced that you wanted to be with your Limitless family this morning, and we are so touched by that. Yeah, that's what I think about Limitless is our family. We're here for each other, and I'm looking for family reunion coming up in a few days, so we can all get together in person and be together. But you know, I'm just having a limitless day today, and I'm so excited about what's going on in the business and everything. You know, I just jump in with a limitless related story as I begin my comments, if that's okay. My son the other day picked up the movie. They have the bins, and they have the movies in there for $3 or $4, whatever they are. Well, he grabbed one of those, and he said, "Dad, look at this movie I got. It's a movie, Limitless." And I said, "Oh my gosh, Nate, that's such a cool movie, you know, and our company's called Limitless," and, you know, and I was explaining a little bit about that, and I said, "Nate, when you watch it, I want to watch it with you." And so we watched it last night. It'd been years since I'd seen it, Steve, and we watched the movie Limitless, and oh my gosh, it was just so fun to watch that and have that memory again. And my favorite part of the whole movie is the very end. But it was so cool to watch the Limitless movie and just think about Limitless in that context of what a cool name we have.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I just want to say, Alan, because I know you're going to get into some announcements here, that, you know, yesterday we had, I saw Liz had come up to the office yesterday, and we actually, guys, had to kick Liz out of a meeting we were in because we had so much stuff we need to cover. We never kick Liz out of a meeting. You know, you talk about somebody who's been here since the beginning. But we did because we've got some exciting stuff we want to share with you guys. So that felt kind of awkward, but nevertheless, we had a good little laugh there, huh?
It was, yeah, and Liz, we love you. It's not that we don't want you, but it's just such exciting stuff coming up. You know, oh my gosh, there's great things with Limitless 2.0, and you know, I thought The Voice this week did a great job of kind of capturing some of the tone of what's going to be coming up at the fly-in, and it was, you know, I've got some other comments I'll share, and then I'll run into some of that if that's okay, Steve.
Sure.
But, You know, one of the things I love about events is that we just get to share encouragement and the energy. And I'll talk about that in my presentation, but I just had something quickly I wanted to share as we were running through the announcements. You know, I woke up at 6 this morning and took my Fortune Electrify because I planned to go running at 7. And so I went back to bed, and at 7 I went running my 6-mile run, which went so great since I had Fortune Electrify in me. You know, one of my goals is to run a half marathon this year. And you know, we're in September now, so I've got to pick up my mileage. But boy, because of Fortune Electrify and Thrive and all the Limitless products, you know, I've got a plan, and it's going to work. And I'm so excited about it, Steve. But I was on my run this morning, I'm the type of runner when I'm out there and I see another runner, I like to wave at them and say hi. I'm just kind of a social person that way. And some of them probably think I'm strange, but anyway. But there was this guy that was walking on the other side of the street, and I was like, this was one of my favorite points. I was, and anyway, so I didn't know who this person was, but he's got a cougar shirt on, and so I and he's out for a walk, and he's probably, you know, at least 10 years older than me, but I waved hi and said, hey, go Cougs. And he said, yeah, and he said, hey, you're looking great. You know, I was running, he was walking, and boy, that gave me some great encouragement. And that's one thing I love about our events is as we get together, it's not just a time of getting information, it's a time of encouraging each other and drawing energy from those events. And it reminded me, when I ran my first marathon back in high school, you know, and I was between the 15 and 20 mile mark, as I recall, and when you're that far into the marathon, and you know you're at the place in the pack where I am, just with the, you know, just with the average runners, you know, to even say something, to even expend some energy to talk, is really doing something. But I remember one time, this had such an impact on my life. I was running along, and this other runner passed me. But as he passed me, he looked back and said, hey, your stride looks good. And I thought of that experience this morning, as that guy said, hey, you're looking good. And it just reminded me of how important encouragement is. Because after that, when I was running that first marathon, after that guy turned around and said, hey, your stride looks good, that just gave me such an extra bounce in my step. And it helped me, you know, go on and have the mindset I needed to work through the hitting the wall and finishing the marathon. And that's one thing, you know, we gain from these events is the opportunity to encourage each other and draw strength and encouragement from each other. But you know, I am so excited for the fly-in. And you know, in the Voice we have click here to register, and you know, we're not charging anything for this event. There's no fee, no charge, but we do want you to register so we can have a count and we can kind of just be prepared for the number of people that are coming. And so please go on and register. But it's going to be a great event. I wanted to be sure we talked about our schedule. You know, on Thursday we have Camp Presidential. That's Thursday the 14th from 2 to 5. And Steve, Melinda, am I remembering right? Camp Presidential is open to everyone, right?
Yeah, it's open to everybody. Yeah, 2 to 5. You're absolutely right on Thursday at corporate.
So plan to be there. You know, Camp Presidential is more of an intimate setting. It's a great time, and it's not always open to everyone. So whatever your rank is, you can be there at Camp Presidential. We'd love to have you. And Friday the 15th, also at the corporate office from 1 to 5, our first general session. And Saturday, the 16th, from 9 to 12:30, our second general session on that Saturday. So we'll be done in time for those of us Cougar fans that want to be done and watch the game that afternoon. We'll be set for that. But it is going, that's the schedule, and it's going to be a jam-packed event. And you want to be there. You know, the Voice did a great job kind of providing some teasers into this. But I loved the comment. Rachel does a great job with our Voice, and she had this one slide in there. It's got Limitless Fly-In and find your Limitless, change, challenge, opportunity. And then she's got a picture in there of there's these words written on a card, I can't do it, but there's some scissors scratching off the apostrophe T of can't, which will, you know, which once that's cut off, will show I can do it. And boy, that's one of the benefits of being at events is you know, you come away with the mindset, hey, I can do it. And in the voice, we had some comments that were shared about change, challenge, opportunity, find your limitless, and the first of change. There's some. So if you haven't read the voice, please go through and read this. I'm just going to highlight a couple of things, but it was very inspirational to me to read this. You know, under the page of change, we had a comment. A quote from Socrates, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." And I love that. And then there's a quote from Winston Churchill, "To improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often." You know, and I look at the blessing in my life, the change in my life that's come from being a part of Limitless and working so closely with Steve and Malin and the whole Limitless family, all of you. And in addition to that, the impact the products have had on my life. You know, I've lost over 30 pounds. I feel great. You know, my sweet wife, she's all, "Oh my gosh, honey, you look so good," and that just makes me feel so good when she compliments me, and I just feel good. I can go out and run. I can run faster. I can run further, not just because I've lost the weight, but because, you know, Force Electrify, these products, they help me do that, which helps me maintain and even lose a few more if I decide I want to lose a few more, which I may do, but these products have had such a change in my life. You know, the other day, I took my daughter to the doctor's office. She had a little bit of a sore throat, and her ears hurt a little. We just wanted to make sure she didn't have an ear infection or you know, something going on. And so we took her in the doctor, and it turned out she was fine. But while I was there, this is the doctor's office I've gone to also for all the years, you know, I've lived in this part of Utah County. And I said, "You know, do you guys keep records of how much I weighed each time I came in? You know, because they check your weight, they do your blood pressure." And they said, "Yeah." I said, "Is that the kind of thing that you could, like, print off for me?" And the nurse said, "Sure." So, you know, so she just printed it off and gave me this sheet. Guys, I've been going there for I think it's at least 20 years or so. And so as far back as they're keeping records of my weight, I am weighing less now than I have as far back as they had records for me. And that just made me feel so good. You know,
awesome.
Sometimes we tell ourselves, "Hey, you know, I can't do it, or it's going to be hard, and this is the way I am." But it doesn't have to be that way. And the fact that I've been able to make that change in my life through the Limitless products just is such a blessing to me. And thank you again, Steve and Malin, for these great products and everything with Limitless.
I love
also
that
in the
story,
voice,
Alan.
Oh, thanks, Malin.
Yeah. And we've been kidding Alan that he needs to go out and get a new wardrobe now. You know, because
he looks like he's wearing his dad's coat.
Yeah, I think that he
too
looked
big.
Probably about as much as he weighed when he went to college. I mean, it's getting there. It's pretty good.
No, you're right. I am getting close to that, Steve. And it's wow. And I never thought that was possible. I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought, boy, that would never happen. But you can do it. And I, you know, oh my gosh, it's just, you know, when you think you can't do something, you can do it. You know, it's all a mindset. It's all having the right tools. It's the right products. It's the right tools. It's the right commitment. And you can do it. And thank you. I've been able to do it. That's something I thought I could not do, and yet I've been able to. But also in the voice, we got a page that talked about challenge. And Akeisha, our head of distributor services, wrote this up. And I just loved this article. So be sure and take a minute to read it. But I wanted to just call out, highlight one of her statements. She said, "I want to surround myself with people who push themselves, whose enthusiasm is contagious, who understand that this lifestyle is for those who truly want it." You know where you find those people? Limitless events. I that is way better than I could have set up myself. That was a great note from Akeisha, and that's a huge value of being at events, is we can challenge ourselves. You know, and don't they say there's, I forget what the exact quote is, but you become whatever the sum of like the five people you most frequently associate with your time, that's who you become. So, I mean, look at the people who you associate most with. Do you want to become like them? Do they, you know, that their life, their mindset, their income, you know, who those people are, is that who you want to be? And if it is, you're in the right group. If it's not, think about that and think about who you want to associate yourself with. That's what I love about Limitless, and especially about the leadership of Steve and Malin, because they have that mindset, they have that talent, all of our leaders do, of success, of working through challenges, of going for it, and of getting there. And that's, I love that page on challenge. And, you know, we had a page on opportunity in The Voice, and there were some great quotes from this. And Malin, you wrote this one, and I loved it. And if it's okay with you, I'm just going to call out some of the comments you shared too, and specifically in context of coming to our September event next weekend. She said, "You need only to bring your enthusiasm," which comes from the Greek word enthos, which means God within. You can't borrow enthusiasm. You must generate your own flame and carry the torch yourself. You know, I've got an analogy I'm going to do with flame in a few minutes in my presentation, so that's kind of cool. But you generate your own flame and carry the torch yourself. I love that. You know, opportunity. We bring it, and then as we come to the event, we're going to build it, we're going to nourish it, and we're going to make it stronger. And then she also commented, "We will bring the change, challenge, opportunity. You're not taking a chance. You're making a chance. See you in September." Malin, I love that. That really sets the tone so well for what's going to go on at the fly-in. And just as I round out the announcements portion of my comments, you know, on Monday, we're going to have our Monday noon call. Love our Monday noon calls. And, you know, thank you to everyone. You know, we've all got things we're doing Monday at noon, and we love how you carve out a few minutes. And that's why we're very respectful of the time and keep it to less than a half an hour. But we're going to have a great one on Monday. Malin is going to be our presenter, and she's going to talk about how to tell our best story, how to successfully interact with prospects. And she's got, as the title, tell your best story by avoiding these three things. It's going to be great. And so be sure you tune in Monday at noon. And then, wow, after that, we're just looking forward to seeing you all at the fly-in. We're geared up for that. We're so busy. We're working long hours. We're focused. We're great things going on. And Limitless 2.0 is going to be very exciting. So with that, I'll wrap up the announcements portion and turn it back to you guys for a minute and go from there.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Alan. And you know, it is fun to see. It's fun to listen to your story because it's an unexpected story. You sought out to take advantage of products, and you've been doing some things. And of course, this has been a journey for you. But I don't think you'll ever go back. And it's been really fun to watch you have the pleasant surprise and then the bound determination that you were going to really take this to the next level. And we see that with a lot of people in our office. You know, Akeisha, same thing, down 65 pounds, really did a bulk of that probably 3 years ago, took a bulk of that off, but has been able to maintain that. And she's a person who just this week, you know, said, even this week I was able to down an entire Skinny Sticks. That's one of the things that she loved about Skinny Sticks, is that she could take it slowly. And now she's to a point where, you know, because she's a little sensitive to stimulants, and now she's like, she's got a whole Skinny Sticks going down for her. And even with that, she has had such great success. So it's wonderful to hear your story. We appreciate all that you do. And one of the reasons why we wanted to have Alan talk today is because he's been in the industry on the corporate side, and a lot of that time has been spent in distributor services, helping distributors, and he's been to a lot of events. And so who better to give you that kind of a bird's eye view of what it's like and the value of events than have Alan do that. So with Alan, I'm just going to flip it right back to you, because I'm really excited to hear what you have to share with everybody.
Thank you, Malin. I appreciate that, and thank you for the introduction. And I'm real excited for this event. And, you know, I've been in the industry for over 20 years, and I remember my very first corporate event I ever attended. I was still in college. I was working part-time for the first network marketing company I was a part of. I was finishing up school, working part-time, and they said, "Hey, do you want to help with convention?" I said, "Sure." And wow, what an amazing experience that was, to understand the impact of events. And of course, every event I've attended after that, whether it's a big one, whether it's a big convention near a home office, or whether it's on the road in some faraway part of the country or faraway part of the world with 20 or 30 people, the value of events is just huge. And you know, if there was a theme I could give to my overall comments, it's a theme I've shared previously on this call, and it's the leaders of tomorrow attend events today. I think that's so important to realize. And even if we're already a leader today, we stay a leader and become a better leader tomorrow by attending events today. You know, every company I've been a part of, I've noticed the up-and-coming leaders and the seasoned leaders have all made attending events a requirement. And even when it was in their town having a weekly meeting, if they were a leader, they were there at the weekly meeting no matter what. They would arrange their personal schedules. They were there, and they made that commitment for a number of reasons. And those that did that, they achieved success, they maintained success, and they grew upon their foundation of success they already had. And they did that. You know, and it wasn't that they didn't already know what they needed to know, and they weren't already committed. But they knew that there were specific benefits that come from attending events. And I've seen that, and I've experienced that myself. You know, so if you're thinking to yourself, you know, hey, I love the product, and I love the business. I know a lot about it already. I don't need to be there. I've got the information I need. There are other reasons to be at the event. And by the way, we are going to have great information shared at this one that you don't already know. So you want to be there. But just in general, being at events is not just about the information. It's not just about the announcements. It's about the value gained from being at the event, in the group, in the environment of being there. Now, an example like is an example of a campfire, and you know, I love to camp. I've got kids, and my wife and I, we love to camp with the kids. My 16-year-old, you know, teenager, who are often focused on other things. At the beginning of the year, she said to me, "Dad, we did not go camping enough last year. We've got to go camping more this year." So we specifically made a goal and planned to our schedule. We went up to Current Creek, which is above Strawberry Reservoir. It's way out there. In fact, you have to take a gravel road to get there. There's no cell service. But we went there twice this year, most recently just over Labor Day weekend. And we had a great experience camping. Our favorite things at camping is the campfire, and we prepare the campfire, and the kids, it's always a treat to who gets to light it, so we take turns letting the kids be the one to actually light it and start it. And one of their favorite things is, as we sit around the campfire, is I tell them stories. I tell them, I grew up in northern Utah, near Cache Valley, and we tell the story of old Ephraim. Anyway, that's a story for another day, but we tell a story of old Ephraim. We tell a story of some other mountain men, a Hugh Glass story. And the kids just love the tradition of telling stories around the campfire. But one of the things I like about watching the campfire is, you know, after a while, the logs, I stack them up usually as a log cabin type campfire, and then after a while, the logs kind of start to break apart because it's becoming coals, and as it breaks apart, you get a bunch of the coals that just kind of are out there, you know, they're there in the middle, then a few coals fall toward the side, and you know, I look at the coals in the middle, and those coals that are in the middle by the other coals, they're staying orange and hot, and there's just a great energy from them, but those coals that have fallen away and separated themselves a little bit from the main group, they become dark and they don't have that same energy, and you know, they start to cool off faster. But as I take my poking stick and as I move them back over into the main base of the fire, they get orange again, and the energy gets there again, and they get hot. And that's an analogy I like to think of with events. You know, it's not just about being an event for the information, but if we want energy in our business, energy in our life, we need to be at the event. And as we surround ourselves, as we move ourselves back in with the other hot coals, then we experience that energy, and we are a lot stronger and brighter and a lot more effective just because of what we gain by being there. I think that's a good analogy about the campfire and why it's important to be there with others. But, you know, these are powerful events we have at Limitless, and one of my favorite parts of being at Limitless Events is hearing Steve Campbell's stories. And Steve, you know, I love your stories. I love your inspiration. As I was on my run this morning, I was thinking about you and Malin, and about how much I love. I love what you bring to events. You know, a couple of fly-ins ago, Steve shared the story of when he was selling insulation. And if I remember right, I mean, you were in college at the time, or it was around that time in your life. And here's Steve Campbell, entrepreneur. He's going door-to-door in the middle of winter at night, selling insulation. Selling insulation, you know, for the attics, attic insulation. And he told this story of he was up in this guy's attic and he fell through the ceiling. He broke through the sheetrock and went through the ceiling. And he was so embarrassed, and the guy was obviously upset, and Steve had to write him a check, you know, cover the damage. But he was right back out there. He was right back out there picking up and moving on again that night and the next day. And I came home and told that story to my kids. You know, hey, how many of us would have quit? We ruined some guy's house. We're so embarrassed and we're so discouraged, and we just would have quit and said, you know, this isn't the thing for me. I'm going to do something else. But not Steve Campbell. He just picked up, went right on going, and that's the kind of, you know, sometimes we think, you know, we'll watch Steve and Melinda, we'll say, wow, look at them. They're so successful. It's easy for them. They didn't get here they weren't just successful just because they decided to do something. It took overcoming challenge. It took change. It took building their talents and their skills for them to be able to achieve what they've achieved. And I love your story, Steve, because it gives me inspiration. So I come home, I love to tell my kids the stories you share because it's inspirational and it inspires them. And I love hearing Malin's stories and her perspectives at the fly-ins, because Malin is, she's got such a commitment to make sure that everything we're doing at Limitless is supporting and providing the best opportunity out there for anyone. And that comes through in her presentations, in her passion, in her reasons for doing things. And one of my treats is to work with Malin on a daily basis. And she is so committed to making sure that we have the opportunity and the programs and the support and the products and the quality of products where they need to be to provide, you know, the best change, the best challenge, the best opportunity for everyone. And both Steve and Malin are an inspiration to me personally. And so to hear them speak at events, that alone is a great reason to be at the event. As I recall, I forget the exact number, but Steve and Malin in the top 30, 40 in the world in lifetime earnings in this industry. People, to hear those kind of speakers, will pay hundreds, thousands of dollars, they'll buy airplane tickets to be there to listen to people that share their perspectives on how to succeed. And so what a treat we have right here in our own backyard to hear them speak right here and give their perspective. So that's a great reason alone to be at the event, is to hear their training, hear their passion, and that passion comes through at events, and it's great. One of the main reasons to be at an event, too, is just to make sure you're there. And I talked about that a little bit, but I've got some other points I'd like to share there. The energy that you're a part of increases your commitment and confidence to build the business. And that is huge. In addition to the skills we learn, that commitment, that confidence, is just one of the key things to be successful. Our own personal self-talk is more important, I think, than even having the right skills. Because we can work through having a skill or not having a skill, but that's self-talk. If it's not where it needs to be, then we're not going to go out and do what we need to do. And being in advance increases our commitment and our confidence. And the information and skills we learn are huge, too. One of the things that I think is important in that regard is when I'm at events, and I'm not even a distributor, I'm a corporate person, but when I'm at events, I always have an agenda, and I've always printed out because I like to hold a paper in my hand with the agenda. But I'll take and turn the agenda over, and I will have it filled with ideas and things that just come to mind during the event. And some of those things are in relation to my role with the company and things I need to do, and I get ideas about how I can fulfill my role at the company better. But also, a lot of those ideas are things I get just about how I can improve my life in general because of something Steve said or Malin said or another leader said, or just being around all of you and hearing your stories and hearing your inspiration. It just gives me ideas about things I can change in my life personally to be more successful. So as you're at an event, be sure you have a pen and paper in hand and you're writing down ideas, because at the event is the best place to make a commitment. To make a commitment to how many calls you're going to do this week or how many interactions you're going to do this week, what you're going to say. Make those commitments at the event and write them down. And write down your action plan. So during the event, you'll probably start forming that. But if you haven't finalized it during the event, write as you leave the event within that first hour. Write down your action plan of how you're going to to fulfill those goals you've made. And that way you'll have a good plan in place that's been written in the right mindset while you're in the energy and the passion of the ideas of the event. And that way, the next day, Monday, when you get out and actually it's time to start doing it, you'll have your action plan already set, and then your goal is just to follow the plan that you put together. And that way you're keeping your actions in line with the energy and the goals you set while you were at the event. Being at the event yourself shows that you're committed and investing in yourself for your success. And it shows yourself that. You know, it's important to let your upline, your downline, your crossline know that you are a committed member of Limitless. But just as important as that, maybe even more important, is being at the event reminds yourself that you are committed and investing in your business. One of the things, too, I love about events is you being there sets the example that being at events is important for achieving success. And that gives you the plan and the commitment so that when you do get out after the event and you face some discouragement, you face a dream stealer, you get a rejection, that you're going to be able to work through that so much better because of the energy and the perspective you got at the event. You know, if we want to be successful in anything in life, action and activity are the precursor to success. Having the mindset is huge. The next step is action and activity. And as you follow the plan you put together while you're at the event, you'll do the action, and that'll bring your success. And then as you go through and fulfill that action plan, your confidence will continue to grow, and then it'll just be a cycle that repeats itself. I have found in my life that after I attend our Limitless events, I come away motivated, more committed to doing the hard things, to working through the challenges I face in my life, whether it's professional or personal or whatever area it's in. Because I've been around all of you and seen people who work through challenges to achieve success, it just puts me in that mindset and that environment, which is a real strength to me. So in addition to being at events yourself, it's important you take your team with you, of course. You want them to experience the same benefits as you did. The bond between you and them in that high-energy environment will increase, and that's huge. Your team hears the same message you hear. You're all together, and there is a great power when a company, a group, is all telling the same story and working off the same business and duplication model. And if you're all there, you're all part of the same event, you're going to all go out with the same focus, and it's going to help you build that way. And take prospects with you to events, too. Oh, my goodness. You know, no charge for the event, for anyone, including prospects, of course. But they will learn about Thrive. They'll learn about our Find Your Limitless packs. We're going to have Dr. Wisco again at the event. He's going to talk about Thrive, as he always does. But he's also going to talk about our other Find Your Limitless pack products. And I love hearing him. I always learn something new every time he presents. He's a PhD, he's a graduate of the Boston University School of Medicine, super smart, but a great communicator. He has a way of explaining the benefits of Thrive and the ingredients in our products into the specific body systems and how those ingredients impact and why they work so well. And by the way, he is so passionate about our product, too. He's frequently calling me up and saying, Alan, you got to bring me home some more of Force. I need some more Thrive. And you know, he loves our products. Hey, we need some more Skinny Sticks. And he just loves them. He's a product of the product, and he's a pro, and he's a great presenter. So just having anyone there who's a prospect just to hear his presentation alone is just incredible value. And anyone who and prospects, anyone who exercises, anyone whose fitness or health is an important part of their life needs to be at the event, because they'll just learn about how they can improve their health. And you know, there's business information to be learned, but there's also the product information that is huge. You know, this event is going to be exciting, Stephen Malin. Oh my gosh, Limitless 2.0, I love your leadership. I love the perspective you're sharing on where we want to go with Limitless 2.0. I'm so excited to be a part of that, of executing it and helping be in the mix of helping put that together. You know, Limitless, guys, Limitless is the leader in rewarding distributors and in providing powerful products that really work. And you know, that'll be evident again at the event. One of the things I love about our events is, you know, there's going to be surprises And it's just not knowing beforehand what's going to happen. It's fun to have that anticipation build, and it adds value to being at the event. So get your people there, be there yourself, be ready for some exciting things, and being at events is how you become a better leader and how your downline becomes the leaders of today and tomorrow, too. Well, that's it from me, Steve and Malin.
Oh, well, that was great, Alan. Thank you. Thanks for sharing your experiences. We're fortunate to have you be part of the team. And, you know, at corporate right now, we all roll up our sleeves and do a little bit of a lot of things. You're certainly a team player, so thank you so much. Steve, I'm going to turn it back to you and let you tie a bow around things before we take it off mute.
I appreciate that very much, and Alan, we appreciate that this morning. I always tell Malin, you know, one of the qualities we love, and it's hard to live up to, is that you're a very loyal person, and we appreciate that. And, you know, yesterday we had an opportunity to be together in the office and do a little trip out of the office for some other business that we had, and Liz was there, and she made a comment about Malin that I really loved, and she said basically, she goes, you know, I may not understand everything, but I trust Malin enough to know that she's done the homework. And I thought that was really a great compliment, and I think that's kind of what you were saying, and I feel the same way about Malin, except I do it more from a laziness standpoint, because I know that she will do the work and the heavy lifting to make something happen. But we appreciate all of you guys and all of our Limitless family, and be safe wherever you are out there in Florida or Texas or wherever, and again, you know, keeping everything in its proper perspective. You know, I want Sally Ann to know how much we love her and her faithfulness to us and the Limitless family, and for all of you who could reach out to Sally Ann. And at the passing of her husband, Bernie, just know that we do care for you and that it keeps everything in its proper perspective and in life. And with that, you guys, we're looking forward to seeing you that are coming in, and let's just take it off mute.